Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting second. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Torre. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Rice. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Juan Pizarro. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting second. The center fielder, Lee Walls. Batting third. The third baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Bolger. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Frank Urnaga. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Littrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Elmer Singleton. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Elmer Singleton. And now, play ball. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell strikes out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a fly ball into right field. Urnaga settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Braves. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a pop-up towards third. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a fly ball into left field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Singleton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Urnaga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Urnaga takes first base on ball 4. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman takes first base on ball 4. Urnaga moves to second. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro strikes out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Elmer Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. Walls takes first base on ball 4. Morgan moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long takes first base on ball 4. Morgan moves to third. Walls moves to second. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bolger hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Matthews. The throw from Neiman and he is safe. Matthews steals second. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0-for-1 in the game. Torre hits a pop-up towards third. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0-for-1 in the game. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Singleton covering, for the out. Matthews moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-1 in the game. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Urnaga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Urnaga is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Urnaga hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tanner. Urnaga reaches second base with a double. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Neiman strikes out. One out. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Littrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Urnaga moves to third. Two outs. Jim Fanning pinch hits for Elmer Singleton. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanning hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0-for-1 in the game. Pizarro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Connell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-2 in the game. Aaron hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bolger. Aaron reaches second base with a double. O'Connell goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Braves. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0-for-2 in the game. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Elston fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0-for-2 in the game. Tanner hits a fly ball into center field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Long takes first base on ball 4. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bolger strikes out. One out. Frank Urnaga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Urnaga is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Urnaga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Neiman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. a 2-run home run. It's Braves, 2, Cubs, 2. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Littrell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-2 in the game. Logan hits a pop-up towards short. Littrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Braves. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0-for-2 in the game. Pizarro hits a line drive into right field. Urnaga picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Urnaga. Pizarro moves to third. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Connell takes first base on ball 4. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Aaron hits a fly ball into center field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Casey Wise pinch hits for Jim Brosnan. Casey Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Aaron. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Morgan moves to third. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Dick Littlefield now pitching. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0-for-3 in the game. Torre hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andy Pafko pinch hits for Chuck Tanner. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a fly ball into right field. Urnaga settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-3 in the game. Logan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Urnaga who is chasing the ball. Logan reaches third base with a triple. Torre goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Braves. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko now playing left field. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0 for 3 in the game. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torre scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bolger for the out. 2 outs. Frank Urnaga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Urnaga is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Urnaga hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Braves. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Neiman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Dell Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Urnaga settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pizarro strikes out. 2 outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Connell hits a fly ball into left field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Littrell strikes out. 1 out. Bob Speak pinch hits for Dick Littlefield. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Speak moves to second. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Walls hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Speak scores. Morgan moves to third. It's Braves, 4, Cubs, 4. Ray Crone now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 4 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morgan scores. Walls moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Milwaukee Braves, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.